The rear ramp of the Bird began to lower before the aircraft had even touched the ground. Giles crunched into his seat as the Bird recoiled on its landing gear. Then he quickly snapped to his feet and ushered his men past him, watching them rush into the pre-dawn morning. Giles waited for Howard and then joined his side. Together, they exited the aircraft, stepping into the cool Virginia morning air.
"You've got 10 mics, and then we have to be on the outbound leg. We don't have fuel to hang out much longer than that," the chief yelled over the turbines.
Giles nodded before looking across the landing zone. He could see that the second helicopter had landed over 50 meters to their north. Third and fourth squads with Lieutenant Michaels were already fanning out, forming a wide security perimeter that mirrored the one first and second squads were building around their own Bird. He walked slowly, following Howard into the center of the circle. Howard looked down at his watch and referred to his notebook.
"Well, where are they? It's nearly 06. They were supposed to meet us on the east lawn."
Giles stopped and looked left and right. They were on a long grass field. Behind them to the west were tall red brick buildings. Giles could see the low lights of an empty lobby and, to the front, an empty parking lot. The entire place was cordoned off in tall black wrought iron fences. In other sections, this fence doubled up with chain link and rolls of concertina wire. Giles let his eyes wander the perimeter. The security floodlights shone out on empty streets to the south, and suspiciously, a far-off vehicle gate appeared to be blocked open by an abandoned car. "Loads of security, but no guards. And the gate's open," he said, waving his hand along the fence line. "Something isn't kosher." Howard shrugged.
"Not business hours. Maybe this is normal for them."
"What is this place?" Giles mumbled. Howard turned to look at him.
"This is where they make the vaccines for some of the world's most deadly diseases," he said in a faint voice.
The young man twisted, looking in all directions.
"I don't understand. The lab people were supposed to be waiting for us with a state police escort. Where is everyone?"
A thundering explosion rumbled in the distance, followed by an orange bloom of light filling the southern sky. Giles pointed.
"Maybe something to do with that? I didn't know the rioting had moved this far from Washington."
The lieutenant shook off the comment.
"Ready a squad. If they aren't here, we'll just have to move to them."
"Sir, are you sure about that? If our orders were to rendezvous here, I think we should wait. Count off the 10 minutes. If they miss the pickup, so be it."
"Your advice is noted, Sergeant. Now ready me a team. I want to check out that building," Howard barked.
Giles pursed his lips and nodded.
"Roger that, sir."
He turned away and pointed to Weaver, then spotted motion at the top of the perimeter and stopped.
"Sergeant Giles, I got somebody in the lobby,"
a private shouted. He spun forward, searching the glassed-in entrance of the distant building. He could see a figure in a dark blue coat pacing the lobby floor. The man was frantic, making jerky motions, his arms flailing wildly. Giles felt the hairs on the back of his neck begin to stiffen. His senses switched to alert as adrenaline filled his system. He knew something was wrong. Howard stepped ahead, squinting, his eyes focused on the man in the lobby.
"Well, it's about time. I'm going to go have a talk with them and see what's going on. Have the men ready to depart."
Giles held up an arm, blocking him. "Hold up, doctor. Something isn't right." The young man turned back, looking him in the eye, then leaned in close so that the others could not hear.
"I'm not sure what's going on with you this morning. I was told you were squared away. First the ammo, and now this? Sergeant, you need to get in line with your orders before you are replaced."
The veteran sergeant clenched his jaw and forced a smile before taking a step back.
"Yes, sir, but..."
Suddenly, the conversation was broken as the mysterious man shifted position and noticed them. The man stepped forward abruptly and lunged at the lobby doors, its body slamming against them repeatedly.
"Sir, that right there isn't normal," Giles said.
Howard shook his head, edging past the sergeant. Giles looked to Weaver and waved him forward to join them. Together, they fell in behind the Fed, naturally spacing themselves out to subconsciously guard the man as they approached the lobby. Howard moved quickly up the cement path, only slowing when he heard the muffled echo of screaming snarls from behind the secured shatterproof doors. As they closed in, Giles could see that the man was dressed in a state police officer's uniform. His hair and face were coated in dark red blood, much of it smearing across the glass doors as the man feverishly pounded against them.
"We need a medic up here,"
Howard shouted over his shoulder.
"The infection can't be here, not this fast."